The story's always been told from the white settlers' point of view. And we have an opportunity now as we're working with the tribes and really tell the Native American story in Utah from the Native American point of view.
Daniela Larson, the executive director of the Hutchings Museum and Institute, hopes to showcase more Native American history at the museum with a new mural. On Saturday, the museum unveiled a mural depicting the Bear River Massacre, an attack by the United States Army on a Shoshone settlement in 1863. The mural is a collaboration between local artist Rick Kennington and Darren Perry, the chairman of the Shoshone Nation. Few other visual depictions of the massacre exist, as far as Larson is aware, and the mural is unique in that it shows the moments before the attack.
It's actually Chief Sedgwick on his horse by the river, and you see the army coming. But really wanted to capture the fact that this was a peaceful village in the early morning hours. It captures the moments before the attack so that it can lead into the conversation about what happened.
To further shine a spotlight on local Native American history, the museum plans to commemorate the 250th anniversary of the United States with an expansion in 2026.
To really celebrate that year, our hope is to really capture a picture of what Utah was like in 1776. It's going to be a lot more about Native American culture and what was happening here. We still have a lot of the Native American collection to go through, and we're always looking for anthropology or archaeology interns and things like that.
The Hutchings Museum is currently open by appointment. For more information about the museum and how to schedule an appointment, visit upr.org. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Amy Van Tatenhove.